Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. July 26th.
We are doing a live podcast here in New York City at the Highline Ballroom, going on at 8 o'clock, getting off whenever the fuck we want.
Guys, go to itsthereal.com right now and get your tickets. If you're coming from out of town, book that flight. If you're coming from out of town, get on that bus. If you're coming from out of town, rent that zip car right now before tickets sell out. Itsthereal.com. A waste of time live. It's not your average show.
You guys want behind-the-scenes stories? This is going to be a behind-the-scenes zoovie. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like,
There's a lot of people. It's not just one guest.
No. We got six so far. We're working on a couple more.
Oh, man.
And I don't think that anybody's ever done anything like this before.
Certainly not in this setting.
No.
A waste of time live. All the aspects that you guys love about this podcast, you're going to see it in front of your eyes live on July 26th at the Highline Ballroom here in New York City. Go to itsthereal.com and get your tickets right now.
Speaking of behind-the-scenes stories, we actually just saw the Bad Boy reunion documentary called Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Man, it's done by Apple Music, and this is a whole sort of
retrospective
journey,
yeah,
of 20 years of Bad Boy.
It's not only like the stories that people know, like obviously everybody knows that Puff went to Uptown, got fired. Obviously everybody knows about Biggie's death and Shine firing shots off at club speed. It's also moments where Faith Evans has to squash 20 years of bad blood between her and Lil' Kim. It's also Harv Pierre getting on the phone with Craig Mack and saying, hey, I know that you turned to God, you know, all those years ago, but we want you on stage to be part of Puff Daddy and the family again. Like, there's these moments where Puff is at his most ridiculous.
It's an amazing documentary, not just for the stories, also the way it's shot. This is some of the most beautiful concert footage that you or I have ever seen.
Yeah.
It's a game changer of a music documentary. Shout out to everybody over there, Bad Boy. Shout out to Lenny S. and Mac Wilds for hosting this screening. Please, go check that out when it comes out on Apple Music soon. I don't know exactly when the date is, but yeah. Soon.
Whatever. We're not being paid to say this, so no. Like, we don't have to give out all the details. It's going to be on Apple Music at some point.
That's right.
We are not your paid spokesman. If you want to pay us, then you'll send over some checks also the details on when this is coming out.
If you want to pay us, go to Apple Music or Spotify or any of the streaming services and go press play on that new project that we put out called Teddy Bear Fresh, where we're rapping alongside Currency, Smoke Dizza, Bun B, Michael Christmas, Tunji.
Yeah, you know what? If you buy our album, we'll tell you when this documentary is coming out, because we don't honestly have any idea.
But I do want to say, if people haven't pressed play on Sugar High, our song with Currency and Smoke Dizza, which is going crazy on Spotify right now, you really should. It's a dope song, and it's perfect for the summertime. Anyway.
Today on the podcast, we have Vado, straight out of Harlem, 142nd and Lenox.
Yeah, Crime Square. Vado has a lot of stories for everybody, starting from going to school with Joel Santana, battling on 125th, signing to Cam'ron, signing to DJ Khaled, being in rooms with Busta Rhymes and T.I. and Young Dro, and taking label meetings with Atlantic and E1 and Universal, and hitting that Summer Jam stage, and Aaliyah coming to his block. This is a great episode. Shout out to Vado for coming through. Shout out to Nigel Talley for making that happen. Jeff, when do you want to get into this podcast?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Body Count, a.k.a. Buddy Check.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Kill the Pussy, a.k.a. Tom and Jerry. Slime was popping. Y'all already know who it is. Slime, Ross, Steve Banks, Sinatra, better known as Vado.
Yeah, and this is a waste of time, but this is the real. Vado, what's happening?
What's going on, bro?
So here's the thing. I was listening to your new project, Sinatra 2, and on there you mentioned Soha to Soho, right?
Yeah.
You say South Harlem. Years ago, when we first met Cam was like, yo, you guys are from South Harlem. And so we joked about that with Rocky, DJ Enough. Every time we see DJ Enough, we're like, yo, shout out South Harlem when you get on the box, right?
Right. We always say that South Harlem is right by the Whole Foods.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. But now, I don't know, did you see this where, like, real estate, like, co-opted it and they're actually, like, calling this place South Harlem?
Yeah, it's Soha, for real.
Like, when you were growing up, there was no such thing.
At all. I didn't know nothing about it, to be honest with you.
It was the East Side.
Yeah, the west side. East Side and the West Side. Straight like that. You know what I'm saying? Or you lower East Side.
Right, right. You know? Well, yeah, welcome to west. South Harlem.
Yeah.
You're originally from...
I'm originally from 142nd and Lenox Ave. We call it Crime Square.
Crime Square.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Is that better for real estate?
I mean, you know, I hope, you know. But I don't think they gonna, I don't think they plan on trying to touch anything right there yet. Actually, they starting a Gucci store right on 40th and 7th.
Really?
Yeah. A Gucci, they put a Gucci store, a shopping mall, some other things, like a Cartier.
Yo,
yeah, that's the block of, you know, Big L.
Yo, listen, yeah.
Cam.
Talk about what 125th looks like now as opposed to like when you were growing up.
Yeah, are you upset that the Applebee's shut down?
Nah, I'm not a big fan of Applebee's, but I was kind of upset that the Crab, the Joe Crab has shut down. You know, the drinks was amazing up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's different. It's totally different. You know, it's they took over. You know, they took over 125th. It used to be more like Mart 125,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, like black.
Did you used to hang out there?
Oh, nah, I was too young then. Yeah. I was too young. You know, I'll go there and get a Vance in and son, keep it moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were you when Bill Clinton announced that he was going to take his office to Harlem?
Yeah, to the State Building.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course. You know, I was a real Bill Clinton fan. You know, you like to smoke weed, get head. How can you knock him? You know?
So, Crime Square, what was your family like growing up? You got any other siblings?
Yeah. I have two brothers and a sister.
Older, younger?
All younger.
All younger. You're the oldest.
Yeah, definitely.
So what was that like growing up for you?
You know, having to hold it down.
Yeah.
You know, it was just me and my mom. So, you know, my father was incarcerated at the time. So we had to just hold it down. And, you know, she let me get away with murder, but she kept them, you know.
See, because usually it's like it gets easier as it goes along.
Yeah.
Not the case with you.
Nah.
Did you have like any like jobs growing up?
Yeah, I had two jobs. And, you know, I was a delivery boy at D'Agostino's for like a month, and I quit that.
Wait, so is that like with the cart?
Yeah, but I was getting paid crazy.
Of course.
I was a delivery boy, so I was coming home with at least $100 a day.
Yeah.
You know, but I started, you know, after I had saved my money. I had worked for a month, saved my money. So I was up like, you know, over $1,000. And I just got comfortable with it and was like, nah, I'm good. This could hold me down.
You were how old at the time?
I was about 15.
Yep. Yeah. And so after that, what'd you do?
Was in the streets.
That was job number two.
Yeah, job number two was definitely in the streets.
That's a different kind of bag. Yeah,
yeah.
Go from the plastic bag to a different kind of bag.
Different kind of bag, you know? And that was doing fine for me until I got locked up.
How do you keep that from your mom, though? Or do you think now, do you talk about it and just like she knew?
Yeah, she knew because I used to give her money.
You did?
Yeah, for Sumo, I had to. You know, that was my whole focus, to help my moms out.
Yeah.
You know, we got all these kids and, you know, she needs some help.
Did your siblings know?
No, they didn't know.
Yeah.
They didn't know. See, my sister is like a year younger than me, mm-hmm. so she kind of knew, but my little brothers didn't know.
Yeah.
They was real little at the time.
Did you move around Harlem? Did you go to like 1199? Did you go to like all these different?
I was everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Uptown, downtown, east side, west side, wherever the party was at or wherever was popping at, we was there. We was there, definitely. You know, we Harlem kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Harlem don't stay in one place. You know, so I had my name in the streets before I got on. So that's what made it better, because everybody knew me, you know, as far as the streets. You know, everybody grew up. Skate Key, we was doing all of that.
You got locked up.
Mm-hmm.
What age is that, by the way?
Oh, man, I was like 17.
So you're still in high school.
Yeah. I had stopped going to school.
You stopped going to school?
Yeah.
What school were you going to?
Brandeis.
And that was a wrap.
Yeah, it was a wrap. It was over. Just wasn't adding up, because it was like, I'm in school and I'm not doing nothing here, so... You know, I was one of those guys that swear he knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
Did you?
Yeah.
You knew everything?
Yeah. So I felt I was too
Harlem.
You know, yeah, so right. I was confidence. Like, one day I went to my guidance counselor and she was telling me how I needed all these credits. And I'm like, damn, I'm not trying to be in here too long, you know, be doing all these credits. So then she told me I could take my GED, and I said, what? Set me up.
Yeah.
Let me go take that. Ace that the first time.
And that was it.
That was it. So
you never formally walked the stage.
No.
You didn't shake hands?
Not
like,
since
with the
junior
principal,
high.
None of
I
that.
Did that in junior high. That was it.
What was the plan? Like, what did you want to do?
To be honest with you, I wanted to be a rapper. You know, I had close friends like Jay Mills. That was like my best friend. So I was around the music. So, and you know, I grew up, you know, and I went to school with Juelz.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we went to write Joan of Arc right up the block.
Yeah.
Were you in any classes with Juelz?
Yeah.
What was he like in class?
Same old Juelz.
Did he wear a bandana?
Nah, at this time he had braids. He had a fade with braids. But he was crazy cool, you know what I'm saying? Crazy cool, still, you know. bug out here and there, you know.
Really, really hardworking in school.
Well, we was at a desk like this.
Yeah?
Yeah, like it was like four desks put together, and this was a desk, that was a desk, and he was right here.
Crazy.
Crazy.
And when he hit big.
Yeah, man. That was my motivation. You know him, Cardan at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we young, we both same age, so when they started doing their thing, I really wanted it. I grew up with these guys.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm seeing Cam, I'm seeing Mace, I'm seeing Big L. Like, this is my environment. So, yeah. Of course, this is what I want to do. It's like I was raised in it. So, you know, I didn't really have a big goal with the streets as far as slanging and all that. That wasn't my big goal. That was just to get by until something happens. I always knew I wanted to do this.
Well, when did you start rapping?
I started rapping in high school in Brandeis. Mm-hmm. You know, being bored, just, you know, scribbling, writing rhymes in the paper on my notebook, and then going to Mills' house and spitting it. And, you know, you don't want to go too hard, so you want to play with it like, yo, I was playing in school. I said, sir, you know, because you don't want to be like, oh, that shit trash.
Yeah.
So I wasn't trying to hear that. So I'm just like, you know, sir. And he like, who wrote that? You said that? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, he said, who that? I'm like, that's me. Because you normally will say other people around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just say the line, and he like, that's you, who that? I'm like, that's me. Like, that's all right. And that, it was on from then.
Did you have any, like, type of musical training? Like, were you in band?
Nah.
They didn't, like, have you playing the recorder in, like, third, fourth grade? Nothing like that?
Nah, nothing like that.
So this was strictly, like, did you do really well in, like, English class? Like, could you see the seed sort of, like, you know, growing at any point?
I was a poet.
Yeah.
I was definitely good at writing poems.
Mm-hmm. When you tell your mom, you're like, yo, I want to be a rapper, what does she say?
She was down for it. Like, she believed in it, you know, because I used to perform with Mills, and I'll always get that, you know, Mills is hot, but who's his friend?
Mm-hmm.
So, and my mom seen it. Everybody else seen it before I seen it. So, you know, my mom's been down day one. She been believing in me.
So are we talking like talent shows or like open mics or what was it?
Just me just spitting. We used to battle rap on blocks.
Right, yeah.
We used to go to each other. We used to go to like J.R. Ryder. We used to go to his block, battle him. Mm-hmm. Loaded Lux, go to his block, battle him.
Wait, okay, T-Rex. Yeah, wait. So how does word spread and how do you get to all these guys?
You hear the streets talk. The streets like, yo, you know, see, Mills was like number one at the time for the battle.
Yeah.
So everybody used to want to come to our block. So we didn't really have to go to block.
Oh,
we
that's went convenient. To
yeah. Yeah, we went sometime, but they used to always want to come battle Mills.
Yeah.
Mills was like top tier.
Right.
So when Mills, you know, and that's Charlie Clips come from under us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how me and Clips, we start rapping. We wasn't going to let them jump Mills. They keep coming to battle Mills. So we like, man, yo, you know? And that's how, you know, we got in the game.
So this is like what? Like 2000, like?
We was about, this time we was about 18, 19.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we started then, it was a show called Mass Cyphers.
Mm-hmm.
That only the local of Harlem could get it every Wednesday. And you could go up there and rap in front of the camera off some beats, and they'll play it, and you'll watch it every Wednesday. And we started doing that, and that's how we got the buzz.
Yeah,
like, you know, that's how ASAP Ferg and all of them, Dave East, all of them start, you know, like looking up to us because we was, you know, we started, you know, making noise.
So okay, when you're battling, what was the hardest line that someone dropped on you where you were just like, man, they got one?
It was so long ago,
yeah.
But it was some hard lines that came at me. The thing was, I wasn't as hard as a battle rapper as I should have been. I was nice, though. I was killing them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was more talking fly and talking real because I was out there selling drugs. So I'm talking about drugs and, you know, you ain't the really lines that you spit in battle rap, you know? So I wasn't with the punchlines and
high. And it wasn't like you're studying like someone's like life to
and
go
killing
like,
you in all different ways and all that. Nah, I was like, man, I know. I said one thing. It's a boat ride. I'm going in pink, and you just talking so you know the Rob Report. And I was talking different. I was just on another level with it, man.
A wonderful guy that we knew very well. Ice Pick just passed. Did you have any dealings with Ice Pick, who was real Harlem?
Definitely Harlem. Shout out to a legend. You know what's crazy? I met Ice Pick, and this before I met Cam. Everybody, I was just rapping on the block. Tiana had a ski trip.
Mm-hmm. Tiana Taylor.
Tiana Taylor. Shout out to Tiana Taylor. She's from my block.
So yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't leave her out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She had a ski trip. And we go to the ski trip. Because, you know, me and her, we always cool. You know, so I go to the ski trip. And I know Ice Pick J is like part of the
Rough Riders. And
Rough Riders.
And Star Trek. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I rap for him. You know, I rap for him for about 2 hours just spitting for him. And he like, you know, you got some shit. Just keep it going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Then one day, bringing us up to speed, I'm doing, me and Cam is doing DJ Drama at Shade 45.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to spit. And Jada there, and Ice Pick with Jada.
Mm-hmm.
And I spit, I kill it. And they like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, so Jada like, yo, like, you know? And I said, yo, no, it's crazy. I know. When they left, because Jay was giving me so much props, so you know, like, yo, he's different. You know what I'm saying? Because he give me my feel, my vibe. So I know he probably was talking to Ice Pick after and everything. Ice Pick was like, yo, you know I had him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Peter, he spit for me. And I, you know what I'm saying? I just said, yo, keep going, you know? Keep working.
Wait, we didn't even talk about the actual ski trip with Tiana.
Oh, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Are you good at skiing?
No, that was my first time, you know.
But you did ski?
Yeah, I did ski, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Did you go down like a bunny hill or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so someone actually taught you how to ski as opposed to my friends basically abandoned me on like the double black diamond or whatever.
Let you just go without stopping?
Yeah,
it was a nightmare. I definitely went down the bunny hill, definitely. Yeah.
So it wasn't like the
I rolled down the bunny hill.
Yeah. It wasn't like the Young Guns video, you know, where they shot it like out there in Aspen, just like everything looks great.
Yeah, it was like in Poconos.
But you end up around a tree or something like that.
It's definitely hard. That skiing is definitely hard. That was my first and my last.
How are you at skating?
Terrible. Terrible.
Shout out to Skull Gang.
Yeah.
No, Dip Skate.
Dip Skate.
Yeah, you really should have gotten signed to Dip Skate. Do you know what that is?
Remember that?
Dipset used to have a skating component. The way that like Cash Money or Young Money has like a skate team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used to have like Dip Skate, and they would there were all these guys who were signed to them.
Yeah,
well that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's because you're trash at skating.
They didn't invite you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you learn something new every day.
If that's the one thing you take away from today,
word, I definitely didn't know that.
So your name was originally Movado.
Yeah, Movado. Money out of violence and drugs only.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I was going to be, because you shortened it, and I was like, I didn't know what the M-O stood for. Yeah. But also, so you end up, and this is much later, but you end up signing to We The Best.
Mm-hmm.
And Movado is also on there.
Yes.
Was it tough being not Movado
with
Movado? Movado,
yeah.
Nah, it was cool. You know, Vado. Yeah. I was already short at the time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was like Movado and Vado. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
So you're battling, and then... And so Jewels gets on, right? And Mills gets on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, different guys. What was the first sort of time when you thought, I'm about to hit? Like I'm really, like, close to signing and getting out of here.
When I got with Cam and we started putting out the Boss of All Bosses trilogy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that started heating up so crazy. And we started doing shows and I started seeing my reaction when I come out. And then it was one Boss for Bosses where I made the song Speaking in Tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody gravitated to that song, and it was out of here.
Okay, so before that, when is the first time you met Cam?
It was about like 08.
Mm-hmm.
He had just came back to the game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came back to the game, I was cool with, shout out to Sugar Dugga, that's like his little brother.
Mm-hmm.
I reached out to Sugar Dugga, like, yo, Cam back, yo, man, I need to get with him, man, you know? I'm, you know, and Sugar, like, word, give me some music. I said, here. Had it in my hand, like, bam. I gave him the music, and then the next day, they reached back, they came looking for me. So I guess Cam liked the music, and I was in the studio with him the end of that week.
Crazy.
Crazy. It was a dream come true, man.
First time we met Cam, it was one of those situations where it was like, if you don't come down here in the next 20 minutes, he's going to jump on a plane and you'll never see him again.
Yeah.
Have you found that to be the case with Cam?
Oh, yeah. You know, Cam is... We call him Spacely Sprockets, man. You know what I'm saying? He'll disappear in a heartbeat and come out of nowhere. You'd be like, definitely. Cam is definitely Spacely Sprockets. You know what I'm saying? Jason Bourne.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, he's definitely a... he's different, you know, he's different, but he's special, you know what I'm saying? Like, far as what everything he done did for Harlem and for me and for other artists, you know, it could never take that away from him.
And then what did it feel like to be in the studio with him, and, like, did you guys write, like, while you were there?
Yeah, you gotta work. See, I put him on to the... When we first got in the studio, I was writing rhymes in my phone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to the notepad.
Yeah.
He didn't know about that. He came brought me a pad and a pencil. I'm like, what's that for? Like, nah. I put him on to the phone. He's like, oh. You know what I'm saying? That was one of our moments. So he started writing in the phone. And, you know, Cam, see, Cam used to do this. See, I'm an early guy. So I go to the studio, which is, you know, in one of his houses. I go to the studio at 9 in the morning.
They don't make many like you, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who show up at, you know.
At night.
Yeah.
I'm all day. But Cam is a night.
Yeah.
So I'm there all day working on my stuff. Now I got to work all night with me and Cam stuff. So Cam will come in. So I used to be like, damn, I'm trying to finish up. I'm going to get out of here at 12 or 10 before Cam come. Next thing you know, Cam show up in the studio, bucket low, Versace robe or whatever, you know, one of his expensive robes, some sneakers on, and a long blunt like this long, and shades, And he'll come in the studio, he'll sit down, smoke the blunt, listen to what I've been doing, like, good shit, And then we'll get to work, and then he'll put up all his beats that we got to do. So I'm like, oh, man, it's a long night.
Yo, be really completely honest with me. When you go to the club and you're wearing your sunglasses inside the club, have you ever bumped into anybody or anything?
See, it depends on the shade. You know what I'm saying? It depends on the shade. Black shades, you can't see nothing.
Yeah, yeah. You got to, like, walk around like Stevie Wonder with your arm on, like, some other guy, like, walking you forward.
But, you know, it's I wear them because I don't want to catch no eye contact with anybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't want people, you know, that's because that's how I be. Everybody be looking at
Yeah.
So you don't want to be looking, you know, so the shades, that's what I wear them for.
And the second thing is when you're in the studio and the music is, like, super loud, or if you're in a club and someone talks to you, can you hear everything they say? Because anytime we're in the studio with someone and they take a phone call, I'm like, how the hell can you understand what's going on in your ear?
You see, me personally, I can't just sit in the studio, smoke a blunt, and have the beat cranked up to the T and right into it. I listen to the beat first for about a good 30 minutes, listen to the beat, and then cut it off, and then I'll write to it.
Right.
It's already in my head.
Yeah.
Because then, you know what I'm saying? Because it makes my brain, you know, as far as what I'm writing.
Right.
Yes. When it's just the beat loud, it starts bothering me. Yeah. It's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Give me a headache. And then I don't like the beat because I'm hearing it too
much. Right.
Did you ever think of going solo, like not going through Cam, like, you know, going purely independent?
Sometimes it can't. It done flew through, you know, in and out real quick, but it wasn't nothing that I was like wanted to do so serious because Cam was already put me on the platform and he was making everything easy.
Well, I meant before Cam.
Oh, before Cam?
Yeah.
You know where we come from, we always look for the label, or, you know, my era was the labels. You know what I'm saying? See, now, I would have been on that time more independent because you don't need the labels now. You know what I'm saying? But back then, we felt the label was like signing to getting drafted to an NBA team or NFL team. So, you know, that was one of our goals, to get signed.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So at the time, it was all about, you know, the goal was to get signed and take it from there.
Can you tell us about any early label meetings?
Yeah, you know.
What buildings did you touch?
I had touched Atlantic. I had touched Jive. You know, definitely shout out to E1, man.
Yeah.
E1 was the hungriest.
So, like, I mean, what did they take you out to dinner? Did they, like 4-hour meetings?
Yeah, the conference call, you go up to the table. You know, you go in the office and they got that, the conference, like, speaker in the middle. And then you talking to the big homie from there. He's telling you what he will offer you and everything. And, you know, me and Cam, and then I play music. Atlantic was the, I'm sorry, Universal. Shout out to Sylvia Rome.
Wow.
We had one up there as well. You know, Atlantic was the livest because all the A&Rs at the table, this is when I'm heating up. I got speaking tongues. Not Hey Mooma, but we all up in here.
Yeah.
Radio, so I go up there with Slime Flu 1, and the A&R's all excited. You know, they like, so I play the music, and they like, and Craig Craig Kalman. He just like, well, what regions do you? I said, you know, I got the Connecticut and all that. He said, well, do you got any other states? And I'm like, well, if I did, why would I be here? You know, I'm here because I need y'all to yeah, put me there, right, you know? Right, right. And he just, you know, I'm like, oh, man, get my music, man. Get out of here, man. You ain't feeling it.
Can you make eye contact with people when they're listening to your music?
Yeah. Sometimes you want them to feel it. You know, this is I learned this. I learned this from watching other artists.
Busta.
When they, yeah, mm-hmm, Busta, yeah, you know, Mills, a lot of artists. When they play their music for you, they start rapping to you.
Yeah.
So you could feel what they saying.
Mm-hmm.
So when I seen, I said, all right. So then that's why when I went to the label and I played my music, I stood up, I started rapping.
It matters. It really does.
I'm a pussy when it comes to that. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to look at my phone.
Yeah. You know, you got to give them that whole vibe. Yeah. Like, you know, that presentation. So.
Because you, okay. If you see a video of, like, you know, Travis Scott jumping on a table, like, at Epic, like, you remember that.
Yeah, like when they said Bobby Smurda did it.
Bobby Smurda, right. All those guys. Like, that matters. J305 just brought, like, strippers into a marketing meeting over at Interscope. It's a different tact, but, like, it's memorable.
Yeah,
if you're just sitting there.
Just sitting there listening.
No, but people remember me all the time, you know?
It's the glasses, that's why, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're sitting listening, it's hot, but, you know, sometimes you got to give them that vision.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about vision nowadays. Nowadays, it's all about vision.
And what were your meetings like with Alan Grunblatt? Over at
man, he's hilarious.
He's ridiculous. Hilarious. Yeah,
Cam. The budget is the budget, Cam. I can't give you no more money. Cam, like, man, we need Baze Wu. We not coming. He's like, all right, Cam. Okay, Cam.
Vado.
You know, you always talk to me, Vado. I hear you, Vado. I hear you. I'm like, yeah, babe.
Do you remember where you were when the Angie phone call happened with 50 and Cam?
I heard that. I was in Atlanta. I was in Atlanta just running with Jay Mills, mm-hmm, and we was at the studio with T.I.
Yeah, woo.
T.I. was working on Urban Legends. Word up. Pharrell came in there. It was crazy. It was definitely crazy. And then we heard it on the internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, when that happened, I was going to a friend's house, and I sat in my car. Like, I'm in his driveway,
mm-hmm,
listening to this interview, and I wouldn't get out of the car. It was that, like, just unbelievable.
When it was going back and forth.
Yeah. It was, like, must-hear radio. And it was so just, like.
That's when Cam was on his, you know. Joffy, that was Joffy. That was King Joffy, Joe. Word up. You know, he got a billion characters. That was King Joffy Joe right there.
Oh, my God.
What were your conversations like with Pharrell?
I never really had a conversation with Pharrell. I just always seen him. You know what I'm saying? He came in there. He looked in. It was just a bunch of niggas. And he was like, kept it moving.
He moves different.
Yeah. He definitely looked, see a bunch of niggas. He's just like, kept it moving. Word up.
What about T.I. in the early years?
Same old T.I. You know what I'm saying? He give you that, you know, that real. He always, you know, he always positive. And, hey, man, you know, I'm hearing you, man, you know. Show love always.
Word. I just want you to keep impersonating people.
Yeah, wait. You ever met Young Dro?
Yeah, that's my dog.
Yeah.
I put him on Polo Remix.
Wait, oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
My dog.
Who has the toughest Polo collection you know?
Ooh. I got to go with Dro.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got to go with Dro. That's why I put him on it, you know. 2 Chainz get busy, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you laugh every time you see USPA stuff?
Yeah, I'm like, yo. You know, I was real mad when they took rugby away, man. Mm-hmm. You know, because rugby was my
thing. You
were
a rugby guy.
That was my guy. I sent everybody to rugby store. Fab, Young Dro.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. Rugby was that was my spot. That was home.
Did you ever go to Jewel's mom's store?
I was young, but nah. Yeah. I always rode by it or seen it. Yeah, it was called the Bird Nest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you have any Big Joe stories?
Oh, man. Days. Shout out to Big Joe, man. Big Joe is, oh, man.
That's, what? And Big Joe has a magazine, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, Rhymes and Dimes.
Rhymes and Dimes magazine.
Shout out to Big Joe. You know, that was my roadie.
Yeah.
And he was hilarious, man. He used to do so much crazy stuff. Yo, this is the funniest. One day we in Atlanta, right? And this girl, she cute. You know what I'm saying? But you could tell she got like a girdle on.
Mm-hmm.
Joe touches the girdle like... Yo, she was so on fire. Like, her leg just been shaking for, like, the past 2 hours. She was so mad he did that. He did it for everybody. Like, exposed the girl. Like, she like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Fucking touch me? Touch me? The fucking nerve of you? She just sitting looking at him. And he like... And she like, this fucking guy. Like, really? Really? I was like, yo, Joe, you crazy. Yo, how you gonna touch that girl girdle like that, man?
Oh, my God.
Word up.
So, Vado's going to be in the club this Saturday night. Girls with girdles. Yeah. Free before midnight.
That's right.
Y'all got to worry about me touching them. I'm mind my business, man.
Any girdles can come to the VIP section. No problem.
Yeah.
Listen, mind my business with that, man. For real.
Can you talk about the genesis of Huh? And can you talk about the genesis of Slime? Because you know a lot of people have taken that and not exactly given credit to where it's due.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Nori when it comes to the slime. Mm-hmm. You know, Nori been popping, and that's all he used to say.
Yeah.
And we used to hear it, and we start running with it in my hood, you know. So that's we ain't say nothing else but slime. Mm-hmm. Slime this, slime that. Mm-hmm. So when I got on, I brung my block with me as far as my talk, my huh. Like, we'll just be talking like this, and you say something funny, I'll be like, huh? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, V, yo, you killed them last night, huh? You know what I'm saying? Then we be talking like, man, they ain't messing with me, huh? Feel me? You know, so that the huh is like, feel me,
yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What about the genesis of the UN?
The UN, Cam had made that up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess that was like the... Everybody at the round table, you mm-hmm. know, like you got all the diplomats, yep. You got the Bird Gangs, you got the 730, mm-hmm. You got Skull Gang.
Yep. Keep going.
Yeah. You got all these different families. So it was like one big
round. Yeah.
So one big round table was the UN, you know, so that's where the UN came up.
And then Summer Jam.
Oh, man, that's where it really started.
But you're... Your music's on Hot 97 at the time. Yeah. Like, you're killing the city.
Yeah.
And then Summer Jam, what was that like?
Oh, man.
Because had you been to Summer Jam as, like...
Never.
Never.
Never. Never went. Never. You know what I'm saying? I always tell myself, this is what I'm saying. I used to always tell myself, my first time at Summer Jam, be performing.
Yo.
Word up. And that's how it happened. And it was man.
What was that day like?
It was cool, but... I was so hungry. Like, y'all understand. I was itching. So, you know, and guess what? Sure enough, Khaled brings us out.
Yeah.
And Cam come out. They going crazy, right? So, I'm itching. I'm like, yo, can't wait. So, then he said, I'm putting my man Vado out. He gave me the mic, and I come out, and they play the beat, and the whole crowd just went bonkers, man. And it was, oh, man. It was a special moment, and that's where it all began.
And most importantly, what did you eat?
I don't think I ate till after.
Damn.
Word.
What was it like backstage? Like, are you running into, like, everybody?
Yeah, but, you know, nobody really knew me. They knew of me, but I didn't really get to meet anyone.
Yeah.
You know, only person that really showed love was Ludacris. Ludacris was performing with Khaled.
Huh.
And Ludacris was leaving off the stage, and I'm just standing there, and I'm kind of not starstruck. I'm like, oh, this is Luda.
Yeah, you're hungry.
And he like walked by me and just tapped me like, you know, keep it moving. And I'm like, okay,
whoa,
Luda listen. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So that was it, you know.
And then,
did he have the same braids as Juelz?
Did he? Not sure. Yeah. Not sure.
So you do Summer Jam, and are you, after you leave the stage, are you like, well, that's just like...
Yeah, I never got a gas head. That's one thing I could say in all my whole time in this game. I never got gas. I never felt myself. I was always humble about everything because I always wanted more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and then I had got them roadblocks. So I might have been more discrediting myself more than gassing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, what I'm doing wrong. You know what I'm saying? What do I have to do? Because, you know.
Do you deal with, like the circle around you who put it in your ear? You're like, yo, you should be on a higher level. Or, yeah. Like, maybe you should have been somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, all the time, but...
And how do you block that out and just stay focused?
It took me a while.
Yeah.
It took me a while, you know, but thank God that the love I got from this tape, it just shows me that I could just have to do me.
Yeah.
Just do you. Give them what you do.
Well, and, does that mean that, like, people tried to steer you in a different direction in terms of, like, your music?
I mean, you know, it's levels, you know? So when I got with Khaled, it was more, we're going to record stadium music, you know? Big records.
Yeah.
Which is cool because Khaled knows how to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then when I'm not with Khaled, I'm trying to do that on my own. It's not coming out the same way, when I'm with Khaled. So it was different, you know? So I figured, like, you know, me and Khaled pedigree is just do you. Work hard, you know, get the streets going, show them what you got, and then me and you will do that big record.
Mm-hmm. Where are you getting your beats right now?
Dame Grease, shout out to Dame Grease.
Yeah, that's Dame Grease.
Shout out to my man Zoo, Butter, you know what I'm saying, Dollar Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Automatic, man. Shout out to Automatic. He definitely stepped up. Shout out to Shark. I'm from that era of that real hip hop, real, you know, so... Definitely. Shout out to A-Rab, man, because me and A-Rab, who came in the game together,
mm-hmm.
you know, A-Rab, holla at me, man. For real, I need some beats, man.
Well, so, he's a big listener to our podcast.
That's right.
So,
all right.
Definitely. So, when you got that call from Khaled to come out on Summer Jam, how well did you know him?
I knew Khaled very well.
Yeah.
Because I knew Khaled through J Mills.
Mm-hmm.
When J Mills was signed, and J Mills had did a track with Khaled for his album. So, we used to always hang around Khaled when we were in Miami. Always. When I was young, I was like 20, 21.
And what was he like? What's he like without cameras in front of him?
He's still Khaled. That's just him. That's always been him. You know? And I love him for that because he never changed.
Right.
It's always been him. He always been hungry and excited about life and a go-getter, you know? And blessed. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, we blessed. Come on. Let's get it.
Grateful.
Word up.
He runs Miami.
Yeah.
So you were good down there even at 20.
All the time. Definitely. He always liked the nice cars. He always was fly. Yeah, it's always been Khaled, man.
Have you been on the jet skis?
Nah.
How do you go from running with Cam mm-hmm. and putting out these amazing mixtapes and you know, they went through E1 and all that.
Yeah.
To officially getting on We The Best, but wasn't, like, Interscope somewhere in between?
Yeah. I first got signed to Interscope. And, you know, I was over there with, shout out to Manny. He was my A&R. Me and Kendrick was under the same A&R at Whoa. The time. Yeah. And, you know, it was just different because I done took my whole to the another coast.
Yeah.
So they feeling me, but they don't know. You know, it's like, who is he? You know?
Yeah. I mean, talk about the fact that, like, when you were growing up, you were like, yo, labels are the place, right? And labels come with radio and promo and mixtape people and
merch people.
Yeah.
And it was all going like that, too. So I feel like, oh, man, I'm at the best label.
Yeah,
you know, that's legendary. One thing I can say. You know, thank on the grace of God, he put me on the hottest labels. Mm-hmm, you know, so I'm like, I'm on this hot label. I'm good. All I gotta do is just bring the record.
Yeah.
They're gonna bring me a single or a good feature, or they're gonna push it. I'm good.
Yeah,
you know that boat was going down at the time. I didn't mm-hmm. know it mm-hmm. was changing presidents and all types of stuff over there. So I'm like, oh, man, I guess I just got this free money.
Did you have to walk around the building and, like, introduce yourself to, like, the radio team?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely go to different offices, introduce yourself, talk to everybody, you know. Then you have a listening session where everybody come and they play music for them, and yeah.
What's something that the label did right for you?
What label?
Interscope. Or any label.
Yeah. Interscope ain't, you know, we ain't really get to that. You know what I'm saying? We was just working. We ain't really get to them pushing any record or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you know. Was there a record back then that you thought really could go?
Yeah. I had a record called Louis V Bag
mm-hmm.
that I had got through, I forgot his name, but through one of the A&Rs there.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me a beat from my man, used to be with Drake. Boy Wonder.
Boy Wonder. Yeah.
My man Boy Wonder. He gave me the beat. And it was fire. I killed it. And we could have ran with that.
Yeah.
That could have been the record to run with. The ladies was loving it. It was a good, great record. And, you know, things just wasn't going right over there.
Do you then take the record and try to, like, bring it to DJs and move it?
Yeah, I did. It did all right over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was moving. I was performing it at mm-hmm. shows, so it was definitely being heard. And, you know, I should have shot a video, you know, but...
When it's time to leave Interscope, that's when you get with Khaled officially, right?
I leave Interscope, and then I'm on hiatus for like a month or two. And then Khaled finds out I'm a free agent. So he pulls up on me.
Wherever on the jet ski.
The Maybach. He pulls up on me. I hopped in and he said, yo, man, I want to sign you. I'm like, bet. And, you know, I had a few offers. I have some other offers from T.I. But Khaled's always hit me like, yo, man, you signed with me, right? I'm like, yeah, I'm with you.
And did it matter where he was going through, like the Cash Money situation? Or?
I didn't know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't know. That he kept all that hush because, you know, Khaled is a good dude. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? He, like I said, he always got great vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, stuff like that, he don't let it, he don't show that worry.
Right.
He never showed me that. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't, as far as I think, and everything is good over here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I got with Baby, Slim and them, everybody showing me love, Wayne. It was all love over there.
And did you have any discussion with Mills about what that life was like down there?
Yeah, because Mills was there.
Yeah.
So when I used to pull up, me and Mills would hang in the studio, and Mills would tell me what he going through, and I'd be like, you know, well, I'm on We The Best. I'm not really you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of different.
Did you talk to Busta about what was going on down there?
Did I? I'm not sure. But me and Busta had a lot of talks, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's the general.
Yep.
Me and him have a lot of great talks. You know, he definitely is one of my mentors. And, you know, and he definitely let me know what I got to do in this game.
Which is?
You just got to work. But he had to hear the music. See, he heard a bit of Sinatra 2 before anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when he heard some of the songs Sinatra 2, he was mind blown. He was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? He was just like, yo. Like, he called Khaled, like, yo, he called Flex, like, yo, we got it, you know what I'm saying?
Busta's the best street team out here.
Yeah,
like.
the best. Busta's the best. He was like, man, V, you got it, you know what I'm saying? Now, so when he gave me that good energy, then I was on, then my energy was, you know, let's go, let's get him then.
Yeah, who gets louder, Busta or Khaled?
Busta. Busta want the whole world of him.
Yeah.
He don't care where he at. The whole world go on him.
Right. Khaled is way more subtle.
Yeah. Now, Khaled get hyped too. Khaled is hilarious, man. I remember one time I was in a session and Future was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Khaled, hold up. Future coming. Everything right. Get these beats. Yo, Ben called Ben Billions. Yo, line these beats up. So look, my hand's shaking. Every time Future Cubby is a hit. So he like, man, Future Cubby in shades on, hat,
yep.
Jacket cold. Never took his jacket off, never took his shades off, never sat down, stood up the whole time. Went in the booth, did what he had to do, come out, listen to it, go in the booth, put another beat on, word up.
Yo, what collaboration have you done that we haven't heard that you're just like, this was kind of left field, but I did it and it's like banging, but we just haven't heard it yet.
Did Interscope put you with Black Eyed Peas?
Synergy.
Yeah. Actually, I did a song with Movado.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was hard. Me and Movado had did a song that was hard.
That's through Khaled, right?
Nah, it
wasn't
through Khaled. It was when I was with Cam.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, me and Raheem Devon had did a song.
Whoa.
When I was with Cam, that was hard too. Word.
And what was the song with Movado called?
Movado.
Oh.
Money out of balance, drugs only.
Where is that record today?
Probably in definitely in Cam's computer.
Yeah.
definitely.
What else is in Cam's computer?
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff, man. You know, I was there every day just working.
Yeah.
You know,
is there like Guns and Butter like 46? Like,
yeah, we had a lot of tracks, man. You know, I be trying to reach out to him now. Like, yo, Cam, we need to get back on it because I'm in the zone. I'm hot. Like, meaning my mind is running.
Yeah.
I'm ready to, you know, we could do that in 2 days.
Yeah.
You know,
like all new material too.
All new material.
Yeah.
Just put the beats up.
Yeah.
You know, I got beats, you got beats. You know, I was, before I started recording Sinatra 2, I was telling them that.
It's funny because Cam likes to announce that he's going to retire and not do like anything after like Purple Haze 2 or whatever the next project's going to be, right? Like that's it. And then it's like, oh no, he's doing a full project with like Burner, or he's doing a full project with like, you know, A-Track, or like all these guys.
Putting a movie out.
Yeah. Lots of movies, but like, where is the music? It's in his computer.
Definitely, definitely. Cam got a lot of heat in his computer. Trust me. Trust me.
While you're with Khaled, are you down in his studio recording? Are you up here recording? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, I was down at his studio recording.
Are the vibes different because he's there?
Nah, not at all. Because he's painting a picture for you. You know, like I said, when I'm recording with Khaled, we trying to make a hit. So the best vibe I had with Khaled when he was here in the city and we recording that quad, and he had the beat and he called Jeremiah, and Jeremiah come through. And we made that my bae that night. And it was just like that. And that was it. You know, so Khaled definitely, like, his vibes is, you know, it's great vibes in the studio.
How are you with writing, like, hooks for, like, R&B guys? Are you part of that process?
Nah, I wasn't a part of that. But I could yeah? do it. Yeah, I could do it.
Can you sing?
No.
No. Have you heard his ad lib? Yes, you can.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Huh? Oh yeah, you know.
You could auto-tune that.
Actually, I got a few songs that I'm singing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could do all right. You know, my voice is, you know, you got to tweak it a little. Yeah, the melody, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I got this one song, you know, cuz me, Lee on the beats. We have recorded a lot. So, you know, it's a few joints, you know, for the ladies where I'm grooving it, crush grooving it.
And so in this time, are you still touring and moving around the world?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely touring. But, you know, definitely doing a lot of my region tours. Like Connecticut, Boston, yep. Providence, Rhode Island, up and down that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where, I'm not going to lie, that's where my consistent money comes
from. What about walkthroughs?
Oh, that's all day. You know what I'm saying? That's all day.
Yeah. What are your rules for a walkthrough?
Definitely, it's a lot of rules. Like, you know, you definitely got to bring the first deposit. That's for one.
Yep.
Two, you can make sure you get the bottles is already out there in the buckets. Nobody in my section.
You
unless
bring the
it's
people.
Ladies.
Yeah. But yeah. You can bring your people.
Yes, okay. Definitely.
Do you move with, like, a lot of people?
Yeah, but I'm starting doing a lot of things different. I'm not moving a lot, like, so deep as I normally.
Can we tell you that you only showed up with, like, 12 people this time right here? So. Just a light dozen.
Yeah, I'm cutting it real short. You know, me, my guy Chino, and, you know, security, and, you know, keeping it light like that.
Yeah.
Definitely, for now on.
You know? And then how long do you have to stay at a place for a walkthrough?
An hour.
Yeah?
Yeah. But that's why I don't drink at walkthroughs. Because I stay for an hour, I'm out in an hour.
Yeah.
You know, when you start drinking and you grooving, you might be there for 2 hours, an hour and 30 minutes. Depends on what time you got there.
Right.
You know, but I'm definitely out by 3:30.
Yo, so you're in the studio at 9 a.m., you're out at 3:30. Those are long days.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely long days, you know. I'm out in the studio at 9 a.m., I'm gone, because if I got to do a show or walk through that night, I'm going home by 8, take a shower, get ready for that. I'm heading to that walk through by 1:30. I'm pulling up by 2.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I'm out by 3:30, the latest.
Are you a big nap guy?
I'm starting to be. You know, I'm starting to take naps through the day. You nice. Know, after a good workout, you take a shower, naps, you know.
Can you sleep on a plane?
That early 30, man. You know, it's different. It's different. I don't even like to party like that no more. I don't like to do. All I like to do is work and go home. That's it.
It's like, this is like a real job right here.
Word up. Definitely.
Can
definitely.
You sleep on planes?
Yeah. Definitely.
I can't. Like, you can't?
I mean, when I used to go to Japan and all that, yeah, I used to go so high, I would sleep the whole flight.
The whole flight?
I might have smoked about 5 blunts.
Oh, I think you said so high. And I was like, yeah. So? I was like, every time you come down here, you got to take a nap. Got to take a flight.
No, but what happens if you're sitting in the aisle or whatever and someone has to, like, climb over you and you're just like,
oh, yeah, I hate the middle aisle. I don't do that. Out of the window.
Yep.
Or the other end. You know what I'm saying? I hate that middle. The middle was the worst.
But Japan.
Yeah, what was it like in Japan?
Oh, man, special. Japan was special.
Who brought you out there?
Shout out to Akari.
And you're out there enough that you know, like, where to go once you get there?
I'm learning now because that was, like, my second trip.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm learning now. And they took me to Shibuya, a bunch of spots.
Yeah.
I did tours out there.
Akari, like, you know, obviously speaks Japanese. Do you have anybody else around you that speaks Japanese? I was just like, okay, so you're not lost. And
oh, nah. They got to speak my language. But they know it, though, you know.
What's the craziest thing you've seen in Japan that you were just like, oh, I don't even, like, I'm so out of my element, I don't even know what this is?
everybody walk around with masks on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's that for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? What's this air? This air's no. Let me know now. Yeah. Like, what's going on out
Michael
here?
Michael Jackson mask on. Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
wearing the mask, like the little doctor mask. Yeah. Like, I'm like, for what? You know?
Did you get one?
Nah, but you know it's crazy. I always ask why. Why they never give me a good explanation?
Well, it's
they
another just, language.
Yeah. Have you taken the subway out there?
Yeah, the bullet. Yeah, yep, the bullet. Yeah. Definitely.
When's the last time you took the subway in New York?
Oh man, yes. I always think about it though.
Yeah.
One day I seen somebody. They tell me the metro pass is like $4 now.
Nah, something
like,
$2.25. Yeah.
This is like when you ask the president like how much is a gallon of milk and they don't know what it is.
It's been so long.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been so long that Vado's calling it a metro pass and not a metro card. Yeah. Like,
what metro happens card? When you want to touch the people? Like,
yeah. Yeah, you know.
Vado only remembers tokens. He doesn't remember.
I know, man. I'm sorry, man. I need to go and take a ride through yeah. there. You know,
jump definitely. On that crosstown bus.
Word up.
Even Jay-Z took the subway.
I know, man. I'm sorry, man. I need to take a ride.
When you were growing up, would you ride the subway down to like other boroughs, or were you just staying
of course,
in Harlem?
I yeah. stayed in the subway.
Yeah.
All the time. You know what I'm saying? I might have used this. I worn the subway out. Yeah. Subway ride out. I done worn it out.
Who's your favorite member of Harlem World?
Of Harlem World?
Yeah.
If you don't say Baby Stace.
Yeah.
shout out to Stace. I got to go with Huddy.
Yeah.
Huddy had that swag. Loon, too.
Yep.
Mino, Blink, but Huddy had the swag to me. That was someone I was like, okay, Loon, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was going with her.
So last night, Lenny S. had this screening for the new Bad Boy film, Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
The screening was last
yeah.
night.
Yeah. And we stopped by and we watched it. And first of all, it's amazing. Like, it's unbelievable.
I can't wait to see it.
We were the Bad Boy yeah. show at Barclays, right? But it gives you, like, everything beforehand. Like, all they go to, like, some, like, small town outside of Philly where they have a stage. Like, it looks like... You know where they build, like, rocket ships, mm-hmm. you know, the NASA does? It looks like that. It's yeah. just this enclosed box, and they can practice out there
and
for
tours. And they have the whole Bad Boy family out
yeah.
there.
But Puff says in the middle of it, he was like, listen, because they're trying to get Craig Mack to come through, right?
Oh,
and, you know, Craig Mack is a man of God now.
Yeah.
And so Puff is like, listen, you're either, like, going one way with us or you're going to God, you know? And so they go through, and it's like, Craig Mack...
Loon
was one of them, obviously.
Shine.
Mace, Shine. Like, all these guys found God in a different way, like, yeah. just through Bad Boy. But yeah, Loon was amazing when he was around, and then he sort of, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, went his way. Who used to come through Harlem that was, like, that would be unexpected? I saw an interview where you were talking about Jay-Z coming through there.
Yeah, definitely. All the time.
But, like, who else was... Did you ever, like, see, like, driving around?
I seen Raekwon drive through. You know, Dame, of course, Biggs, mm-hmm. of course, Mace, you know that.
Well, I mean, that's like an out
of Fat Joe,
he was from...
of course. Fat Joe used to hang on the block a lot, too.
Yeah.
You know, regulars, the regulars.
Yeah. Nothing regular about these guys. Like
exactly, but they regular to us.
Yeah.
They be on the block every weekend. Every weekend is nice sound, it's popping, they there.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see the Rough Riders, like, pull up, like all together on the bikes?
Yeah, on their Ducatis.
Oh man, bikes, bicycles.
Yep.
Rough Riders always. They've been doing that for Harlem for the longest, mm-hmm. man. For the longest. Shout out to D,
yeah.
D and Y, man. Yeah. They definitely been. They've been in the core. That I'm sorry, man. I can't leave them out too. They was regulars too in Harlem mm-hmm. all the time, all the time, everywhere.
I would hate to be the one guy on a bicycle. I feel like that's a bummer.
Oh, Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Bought Aaliyah though.
Whoa.
And Kadadi. That's her name, right? Quincy Jones' daughter.
Yeah. Wait, Kadadi. Where did you see them?
On the block.
Oh my God.
Aaliyah on the block.
Just like regular, just like.
Yeah. Dame bought Aaliyah through, man. She was so beautiful.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, it was a blessing.
Holy Do you remember shit. What she was wearing?
Yeah. White tank top, some jeans, and some white hot top airs.
Yeah, wow.
Word up. She jumped out the conversion van.
Damn.
Black long hair.
Yeah.
She's so special.
What do you think about Harlem right now in terms of like all the guys that are coming out of everywhere actually?
Yeah, man, it's a blessing.
Ferg, Dave
Ferg,
East.
Yeah, man. I seen Ferg come up, so I'm so happy for Ferg, you know, cuz I know him and I know his background.
Yep.
I know his God bless his pops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know his father?
I met him.
Yeah.
I met him like a few times, you know, cuz I used to hang with the older dudes that they knew. So yeah. I've been around them. You know? Yeah, definitely.
But Harlem's in a good place.
Definitely in a good place. You know, you got Dave East doing his thing. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to the East Side.
Yep.
He bringing that East Side to the game, which we haven't had since G-Dep, Black Rob. Mm. You know, so it's definitely doing good. You know, it's... You know, Juelz is still cooking.
We saw Juelz the other day at the Magnolia video shoot, like out here. Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Juelz is still cooking, doing his thing. So, you know, he's definitely kind of like the big homie to the game, far as because he done did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He done did it. So, really, you know, so shout out to him.
He's got to get those braids back, though.
I know.
He's like Chris Cross with it. He had the long braids with the fade. Word. Mills, too.
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask about Mills. What's good with him?
Mills working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely. Mills working. He putting out, he got a group called Potent,
mm-hmm.
a rap group that he's trying to get signed, that he's working on. So, and his label. So, he's doing his thing.
Is he up here, around here?
No, he's in Cali.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, but he come here, you
makes
know.
It tougher for people to find him to battle him.
Yeah,
definitely. I heard he was trying to do the smack thing, but I guess, you know, they wasn't trying to give him what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you run into any of the guys who you battled, like, around here?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know, but so you wear your shades so they can't look you in the eye.
Nah, you know, they still be a little salty. They still be a little salty, you know. So
where'd you used to get mixtapes?
Clues? I used to just get Clues. Mm-hmm. Only Clues. Clues was the hottest mixtapes coming up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to buy them on 2/5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cassette.
So you get your mixtapes and your incense and African oils, yeah,
right,
all
and
that.
And jump on the subway.
I ain't really use all. I never was really a fan of all of that, the African oils and incense and all that.
Nah. Talk about it.
And the last time you saw Cam?
We've been missing each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be on the block today, he'll mm-hmm. be on the block tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we've been missing each other, you know what I'm saying? But last time I saw him, I think it was one of his shows. I had, like, you know, told myself, man, I'm going to his show. I'm going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't even asked. Just hit him. Like, yo, just get there. Like, yo, man, you bringing me out? You know what I'm saying? Because I love Kim, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless, you know, the little disputes we had, you know, I got wild love for him, man. I'll always appreciate him and show him that,
mm-hmm.
regardless, you know, how he feel.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way the UN works, you know? Like, sometimes there's some infighting, but, you know, the organization stays together.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? Definitely.
When you were dating and not dating Angela, was it weird to go up to the Breakfast Club?
I mean, be honest with you, my times,
hanging
going to a Breakfast
around,
Club,
yeah.
I was dating her.
Yeah.
I never went up there with... And I haven't went up there in years, and you know I haven't been with her in years. So
yeah.
You know, but when I was going up there all the time, yeah, I was dating her.
Yeah,
yeah. Angela's a great woman, man.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, that was like my, you know, soulmate, mentor. You know, she used to guide me and you know school me because you know it's always a roller coaster. So you know I'm always feeling the way every day is like, yo, you know. Well, I'm not getting the credit I deserve. And she's like, maybe you're not working as hard. And
maybe she should invite you up to the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Nah, it would be. Oh, man. We have one now. It would be crazy. It would be crazy. I know she got a lot to say to me.
Were you guys dating during the time when she was managing Jay Electronica?
Yes.
Did you guys cross paths?
Nah, because that's when Jay went on like his hiatus in London.
Yeah,
he was over there for the longest.
So you know as much about his project as we do. Like,
yeah. Yeah, you know, so definitely.
So now, okay, Sinatra 2 is out. What comes next?
More videos for the whole tape. You know, right now is to giving them that vision.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got their ear. Now I got to get them their eye. Now I got to get that vision, you know, get their eyes. And, you know, right there, then there's no telling because the music is great.
Yeah.
But not everybody listens, you know. Sometimes you got to show them. So after I show them, then me and Cal should be working on a single by that time.
So mo videos, mo vados.
Yeah. working this tape. You know, this tape is so special. I'm not just going to let it go to rest.
Right.
Yeah. So more videos, and then, you know, put out some more freestyles, you know, just keep the streets warming. And then, you know, soon me and Khaled definitely, I spoke to him the other day, we definitely have a single.
Have you met Asad?
Nah, man, unfortunately.
Do you follow
man.
Him on Instagram?
Yeah, I follow him. I follow him. Shout out to the CEO. Yeah. Shout out to the big homie. Word up.
Has your high school asked you to go back and speak there?
Not my high school, but mm-hmm. a high school in Harlem. Some schools in Harlem definitely asked me to come there. I did a few of them.
That's dope.
Yeah, definitely.
Not bad for a guy who never crossed the stage, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Didn't cross that stage, but you crossed the Summer Jam stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely, it was definitely a blessing.
Well, congratulations on a hell of a career, and congratulations on staying focused and not listening to anybody who was like, you should go this way or that way, and staying resilient in a business that can go left and right, and you were just staying focused, and it's pretty remarkable.
Major key.
Major key.
Shout out to the CEO Assad.
Yeah. Yo, by the way, we're trying really, really hard to get Assad on the podcast, to get an Assad cast.
You know he's booked for like, he's probably booked till he's 17. He's, you know
yo, his offers right now are wild.
Yeah, we heard about some of his offers. But I did say to Sav, mm-hmm. I was like, yo, how do we get Assad on the podcast? And he goes, he has to talk first. I was like, he just executive produced an album.
Yo, sometimes I'll be...
Stop playing,
man. Sometimes I'll be like, man, I need a meeting with Assad, man, for real. I need to set up... Can I go get a meeting with Assad so I can tell what's going on?
Yo, can you ask Khaled to have Assad executive produce your project?
For real, yeah.
Yeah, be like, Khaled, you're not doing what I need. Assad has to do it.
For real, Assad the big homie. Yo,
got a good ear.
Shout out to the prince.
Yeah. Yo, congratulations on everything, and thanks so much for coming through.
Thank you for having
me. Yeah, of course. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of A Waste of Time with It's The Real Jeff. If people want to find out more about us, we're It's The Real. If people want to find out more about this podcast, it's called A Waste of Time with It's The Real. If people want to find out more about that live show that we're doing July 26th at Highline Ballroom called A Waste of Time Live, where can they go?
You can always buy tickets at itsthereal.com. You can also go to soundcloud.com/awasteoftime or search on iTunes for A Waste of Time with It's The Real for our podcast. You can listen to all of our music on Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, all of the streaming services.
Amazon,
we are there.
Music, and did you mention Google Play? Because we want to make sure to mention Google Play.
There's this one guy who jumps into our comments and he's like, you guys hate Tidal and you guys hate...
Oh, it's on Tidal.
Yeah. You guys hate all these streaming services you don't name. It's fine. There's a lot of streaming services.
We love them all.
So shouts to every single streaming service.
Go hit play.
Yeah. And also you can follow us on Instagram at It's The Real, Facebook at It's The Real, Twitter at It's The Real. On Snapchat we are It's The Real and It's The Real Eric because It's The Real was taken. So fuck It's The Real on Snapchat.
Guys, you know this podcast isn't going anywhere except Highline Ballroom on July 26th unless you guys start to spread the word, leave reviews, comments, and rate us very highly across all platforms. We like to tell you guys, we like to have you guys tell your friends and family and strangers on the street about A Waste of Time when It's The Real. Jeff, who would you like to tell?
I want to tell two brothers out of the Midwest.
Okay.
I want to tell Dave Glenn and Rob Glenn.
I was going to shout out Rob Glenn.
Well, you want to know what? I did it first. Go find somebody else to shout out.
Right.
Dave Glenn out of Milwaukee, Rob Glenn out of Kansas. I am shocked that they listen.
Shocked? Why?
You know, you never know who's going to listen to this podcast. You never know that a math teacher in Milwaukee is going to be fucking around with our podcast. And so we're endlessly appreciative that they do. So shout out to Dave and Rob Glenn.
I want
to
shout out Rob Glenn because he texted our brother Dan and told him that this may be the nerdiest little fact that he's ever said, but not for real, for real, on the periodic table is sodium, francium, francium. Now, we're not going to be out here saying sodium, francium, francium. We'll keep saying not for real, for real. Shout out to 2 Chainz. And shout out to Rob Glenn for that. I'd like to shout out Dwayne Evans from Chicago, from New York City, from Hennypalooza. Every time we're out and we see him, he's always good to us. He's a great friend and a great listener of the podcast. Shout out to Dwayne. He's like the last person from Hennypalooza that we have not had on the podcast. Hopefully we'll get him on and he can tell his stories. Not for real, for real.
Sure.
And we'll see you guys next week.